The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Gittin Daf Lamed Gimel. In the previous shir, we discussed a husband being mevatel the choylus, being mevatel the ability of the shliach to carry out his task to give the get to the wife. But we discussed in the realm of Machlokes the Rashi and the Rashba of not being mevatel the shlichus, but being mevatel that he doesn't want the shlich to give it. If the mishalech doesn't want the shlich to carry out his task, does the shlich kishala atzmoy have a koyach? Is he his own independent koyach, power, to be able to be megarish? Or he's only representing the mishalech, but if he's only been representing the mishalech, he can't do more than what the mishalech wants him to do. That was the previous discussion, and that's really the shmuz according to the Rishonim in the sugya of Lamed Beis. The Gemara is mamshich that there's another level of that discussion. What happens if the mishaleach is mevatel the shlichus itself? That means he nullifies the shlichus. You can't look at the shliach as being an independent entity at kama that he's no longer a shliach. The problem is only if he's not bottle. The mishaleach wants to keep the shlich befrat, according to the Rishonim that hold that the mishaleach has to be memaneh the shlich legation in front of Eidei Kiyum, in front of two Eidim. Not always that easy. So not necessarily. He wants to be megarish the woman. Just he wants to stretch it out. He wants to use the situation a little more. It's not the time that he wants to be megarish the woman. Really, he wants to, so to speak, tell the shlich not to give it again, but he wants to keep the shlichus. What happens if he's willing to be mevatel the shlichus? There for sure it's got. At Kidekach, that the Gemara says that there's a real problem, there's a real danger of the Mishalech being Mavatel Shlich Shloi Befonov, and there the Bittel of the Shlichus is certainly Chal, even though telling the Shliach, saying that he doesn't want the Shlichus, doesn't want him to give the get Shloi Befonov, might not necessarily be Mavatel the Shliach's ability to give the get, but being Mavatel the Shlichus Lagamri, totally erasing the Shlichus and saying he's not my Shlich anymore, certainly works. But even when Chazal had a real concern that the get would be given even though the shliach was no longer a shliach, Chazal said, "Afkinu rabbanu kiddushin minei." When Chazal got around that problem, when a shliach is nizbatel shloim upon him, that we'll get to in the next year. What exactly? How exactly that worked? However, this idea that he can be mevatel shlichus, which seems to be clear in the Gemara, has different layers of expression. That's what I will discuss now for a few minutes. There is a machlokes in the Gemara Lamed Daled Amud Aleph. Gilui milsa beget. It's one of the yal kegam that we pass on like Abaye, not like Rome. The gilui beget lo yisagi. And that is where the shliach revealed to the mishaleach that he didn't yet give the get. The mishaleach expressed satisfaction with the fact that the shliach yet hadn't given the get. Is that considered? What he's really saying is he doesn't want him to be a shliach. He doesn't want him to give the get. Is that an expression enough to be mevatel the shlichus? And we say, no, it's dvarm shebelev. He didn't say it. If he didn't say it, so then it's not mevatel shlichus. He's saying only that he doesn't want him to give the get, in which case we'd go back to the first part of the sugya that we discussed in the previous year. If he doesn't want the get to be given, but he's not mevatel the shlichus, whether the get can be given. So that's a machlokes abaye v'rov. The Tesrid over there speaks out pshat, that the machlokes is whether it's enough that the fact that he was megala beliboy that he doesn't want the shlichus, but he didn't say it. If he doesn't say it, he wasn't mevatel the shlichus. The Gemara in Kiddushin after the test refers to the idea of being mevatel a shliach that exists, a shliach legesh, a shliach kiddushin, or a shliach. I sent somebody who's an agent of mine to China to buy fabric in a trade fair. And then I found out something about him that I wasn't happy about, and I called him up and I fired him. So now he's going to buy it. He's going to buy the stuff on my name legally, since I fired him. Legally, I'm not mechuyev to pay for the stuff. I'm not mechuyev to deal with the stuff because now he bought it on his own terms. I fired him. He's no longer my shliach. Let's say I fired a shliach in Gedushin. Gedushin, the Gemara says in Gedushin after the test, I'm at base that it works. We have the Kalal over there, that osi dibur umavatl dibur. One can take something which is only in the realm of dibur and be mevatl with another dibur. Loy osi dibur umavatl maisa. Something which is already in the realm of maisa, one cannot be mevatl with dibur. We're going to discuss this more in Mitzvah Shem and this year. The Taisrit says that since these are only dvarim shebelev, he didn't say that he's been mevatl the shlich, he only revealed he's glad that he didn't give the get, which means he doesn't want to be the shlich. Did he say it? He didn't say it. Is it enough the fact that we know that he meant it? Gilui Lev, Sagi Begito or Loi Sagi Begito? Now, we could ask a question, Achreinim Shtelzuch over here, that there's a famous Rajma, Kedushin Dafnam Test, that says that the klal of Dvarim Shabalev, Loi Havi Dvarim, is only at Kama, that what he said is soiser what he's thinking in his heart. And the discussion is, a person sells a house, seemingly he sold a house, with no strings attached. It happens to be that he knows, and we know that he knows, and we know that he's thinking that he's only selling the house because he's planning on making Aliyah, moving to Eretz Yisrael. But he didn't say it. What he did was he sold the house. So do we look at the selling and what he's thinking, his intent, as a stereo to each other, and say, Dvarim Shabalev Lehav, Dvarim says the Rashi, but what happens if we have Dvarim Shabalev that aren't Soyser, Masha Bepeh? In that case, the Dvarim Shabalev Lehav, Dvarim, in which case, over here, when a guy says, Baruch Hashem that you didn't give the get, he's not soyser what he's thinking that he wants him about the l'shliach. He just didn't speak it out. Why over here don't we say l'kuli alma, dvarim shebelev, havi dvarim, according to the Rajma? So the Achronim, the Imre Moshe, others of Rabbi Sena, the previous door, explained that whenever we need not just an expression of das, whenever we need a dibur to create an effect, to create a chalois, over there one has to speak it out. For instance, there's a whole discussion, a kohen shechts a carbon. There's a halacha of pigul, that if he thinks a machshova hamefagelas, if he thinks that he's going to eat the carbon, la'achas, manachiloso, chutz mimokim achiloso, the halacha is he passes the carbon. There's a whole discussion, it's a teisus in Bav Metzia, teisus in Zvachim, other places, whether that has to be spoken out, or whether that's enough if he thinks so. What's the machloikis? Since with his machshova, he's being mafagel, he's creating a psul in the carbon, he's making a chalois psul, to create something, is not enough machshova. There he has to say it. Same way in neder, it's not enough. Except for midrit tzedakah, one has to speak it out in order for it to be chal. A more common example than karbonis is sefer Torah. A real machloikis, every time a person blackens his ritzus, is it enough or he writes, more commonly, a sefer that's writing, is it enough that he thinks that his writing should be lishma, or does he have to speak it out? Since he's creating a chalois of kedusha sefer Torah, kedusha klal, kedusha stam, he has to speak it out. Is it enough speaking, enough thinking? Shulchan Aruch is mechalek between the special kavona of askoris of Shem Hashem and the kavona bichlal of l'shem shemayim, creating the klal, creating the ritzus, and so on. But the halach is that it has to be spoken out. Why? Because it's a chalois that has to be created b'dibur over here also. The shlichus is a reality that exists. Reuven was Raman Shimon to be a shlich when the sin is again. Shimon has a koich to be megalah sheishes Reuven. If Reuven wants to be mevatel, it's not enough for him to be megalah, for him to think that he doesn't want Shimon to be a shlich. He has to make a verbal chalois of being mevatel the koich sheish b'yad Shimon. That's called also the mevatel libur. In that case, there's no cash on the Rajba. Why over here he has to speak it out? Because over here he's creating something. The Rashi was talking about a case where he sold a house. The question is only whether that sale is limited to certain circumstances. That's an understanding of what his das was. Over there the discussion is not about a dibur which creates, a dibur which shaps, a dibur which makes a chalois. That's Yisoid Aleph. The Etzim Gemara that we just discussed in one Kedushin Daf Test that says the Yisoid of Bimavatel Ashliach is Osi Dibavatel Dibur. We could ask ourselves a question, which is discussed back and forth by the Achronim and has its source in Machloket Rishonim. How do we understand Osi Dibur Mevatel Dibur? We could say to ourselves that the same way the first Dibur is no more than the realm of Dibur, so too I have a koyach to say another Dibur which would be Mevatel the first. Or we could maybe say a little bit deeper. We could say that Batsim, once a person says something, the cat's out of the bag, he said what he said, and that's that. You can't be choizer. Same way, if you do something, you can't be choizer. If a person, let's say, pours wine, l'shem yayin nesach, he can't be mevatel it, and be mevatel the ma'aseh that he did. Or if a person, let's say, passes the sefer Torah by writing it shelo lishmo, he can't go back and do it again. Same token, a person can't passel a mezuzah after he wrote the mezuzah with kashrut. Lo yasi dibur mevatel ma'isa. We're going to see, what about a get? If he writes a get, could it be mevatel the get itself? Is that a ma'isa or is that a dibur? But in any case, it could be that even by osi dibur mevatel dibur, a person can't say dibur B and be mevatel dibur A. You said it, that's it. What could he do? The chiddush is that when a person says something, it leaves itself open for interpretation. If he says differently, after a while, what he's doing is saying, before that dibur created something, I'm rendering, I have a koyach to define that dibur rishon was betois. And I'm rendering it lemafreya, not valid. Similar to the concept of hatoros nedarim. What's hatoros nedarim? The Gemara says nedarim. We just learned a little while ago, Masechet Nedarim, that what a person does is, al yidei e charota, al yidei pesach, what he does is, he's mevatel l'mafre, the nether he made was under mistaken pretenses, and mamela, the nether is botel l'mafre. We look at Hatoros Nedarim as a bitel l'mafre. Maybe that's what also means mevatel dibur. What's the nafkimina? The nafkimina would be, the Achrayim point out in reference to our sugya, it's not so far-fetched. Because every time, again, we were saying the previous year, every time a person is sending a shlich for a get, we're dealing with a situation that's not so pashut. So it's discussed in a lot of the tshuva svarim. Very much the husband sends somebody, then he decides not to be megayish, he decides to ask for more money, less money, how much is he going to extort, does he want to be megayish, does he not want to, he's under coercion, is he coerced, is he not coerced. So there was a lot of, in the literature, there was a lot in the tshuvas, there was a lot of discussions around bitulim and counter bitulim of shlichus. One of the issues that was brought up was, let's say Reuven was memana a shliach. He's been separated from his wife the last 10 years. He ran away. They chased him down in France. They finally convinced him, economic social pressure, to give his wife a get. Good. He wrote out the get. He gave with a bezdin in Paris. He wrote the get. He gave it to a shliach. The shliach put the guy on the plane. ASAP, get to New York and give the woman a get. On the way, the guy had a change of heart. The Bezdin stopped coercing him. They said they took off the cherim that he was under. He decided to be mevatel the shliach. Then they catch up with him and they decide to give him the treatment. And then he's mevatel the bittel. Does that work? Does it not work? What's the shaila? He made a dibur. He was memana the shliach. He was then mevatel the shliach. He was then mevatel the bittel. He was mevatel the second dibur. If he could be also the mevatel dibur, with the third round, he could be mevatel the bittel. So how do we look at the second round? Do we look at that he was memana shliach? He then created a bittel, a counter force, which was mevatel the shlichus. And then he was mevatel that bittel. If he was mevatel that bittel, so then, if we say that's lemafreya, so we look at the second dibur as having been mevatel the original minu shlichus l'mafreya, but then we look at the third dibur, the bittel of the bittel, and we look at that as being mevatel the bittel l'mafreya, so that the shlichus is chayzev v'neir, the shlichus comes back, and then he doesn't need another minu shlichus in front of two kosher eidim. One way of looking at it, or we could say no, when he was mevatel the shlichus, what he did was mikan v'holo, there was a shlichus mikan mihayim ve'elach, he was mevatel the shlichus. Now that he's mevatel the bittel, what he did was he's mevatel the previous bittel, but that's only Miyayim Be'elach. The shlichus is already gone. So what is he going to have to do? He's going to have to make a new minu shlichus in order to facilitate giving the get now. Round two is going to have to, make a new minu shlichus in front of two kosher eidim. It's a lot more complicated. This is a shayla that's discussed already. The Rishonim spoke about it, Shuv Zerosh, but it's a shayla that's discussed by the Achrayim in the context of the Chakir that we just cleared. There's a Shuv Zerosh that they bring in context of this discussion. What happens if a man married a woman, but even where it was clear that he was marrying her Amanasha in Bamumin. He was machnas to l'chupa. After the chupa, he found out that she had some type of physical defect, but he decided, you know what? He decided he went with it. Once he lived together with her, the Gemara says he was mevatel the woman. He was moichel. He was mevatel. The shaila is that if we look at the original Tanai as being a bittel of the kedushin, being a bittel of the chuppah, so then the marriage is not a marriage. How could he be mevatel later on? So others want to look at it that when he's mevatel the tanai, what he does was he nullifies the tanai lemafreya. So now the marriage that was there, the marriage was, let's say, yesterday. The tanai was there. L'chor, the tanai was mevatel the kedushin, but today the mechila, the bittel of the tanai, will nullify the tanai l'mafreya. But oifin, where it's chayzev v'neir, the original kedushin. The Rosh says it works. L'chor would be a raya. Others are doich of the raya. They say the Rosh is not a raya. What's really going on is that every tanai inherently means I'm saying I'm putting it up to my discretion. There's something here that I don't like, or if there's something here that I don't like, then I'm not willing to marry her. Ad kama, that situation I'm willing to live with, I'll consider that a kiyum hatnai. Means that it's not that it's mevapul the tnai, but that tnai is totally in whether he'll have a kpeid or not. Similar to the idea, a man gives a woman a get, and he gives the woman a get, he sends it with a tnai that she pays him $1 million within the next 30 days. Unfortunately, more common than less common. That he extorts a certain amount of money from his ex in order to give her the get. Let's say he has a change of heart and he decides to do away with the tnai shel woman, not so likely, but let's say he does. Can he be mevatel the tnai? Because the tnai was already there. The get is only a get if he does a maisa. So then we could look at in the sinas mois, the gemara says later on, the sixth parak, that we could say kiilu is kabalti. I don't have to get the money. He doesn't have to get the money before. What he could do is he could say, I'm treating it as if I got the money. That the getting of the money is totally in his discretion. Would that be the same thing as mumin or not? Again, that's in the context of this discussion. One of the more interesting maramakams that they bring up biyachas to this discussion is the shach in Cheshavish Bereish Nunhei, where he says that moy tzedakah, a person is menadev money l'tzedakah, it's a neder, nidre tzedakah, a person can be shoyel, be matan neder. What happens if he already gave the money to the gizbor? He already gave the money, he already wrote out a check and handed it over to the trustee, to the gabay tzedakah. Once it's magil, yad gabay tzedakah, says the shach, it's already not dibur, it's maisa. V'loy osi dibur umavatl maisa. Now, over there, what we're dealing with is hataras nedor. So it sounds like the same way Atar Sadar works for Mafre, it sounds like this discussion of Osidim Vatal Maisa, Osidim Vatal Libra, but Loy Osidim Vatal Maisa, it also works Limafreya, because the Shach is comparing it to whether you can be Matan or whether you can. If it's still in the realm of a Dibra, you could be Mavatal. If it's already out of the realm of a Dibra, it already became a Maisa, because it was already, the money received, an address, the money got to a destination, so in that context, we would say lo sedivur umavatul ma'isa. So that's some of the rayas back and forth. Now, like we pointed out before, this is all a discussion about being mavatul a shliach, a shlichus of nesinas again. What about being mavatul the get itself, rendering the get invalid? This is a gedushin after the Tesla Bay says that a get is like a sefer Torah. Once you wrote it, it's already a mitzvah. You can't be mavatul the mitzvah of a sefer Torah. It's written lishma. You decide after you are, no, I'm deciding that I didn't write a lishma. Is there, it's a reality. Lamaisa, even though the Svara is written in Tosfos, the Rambam argues, and Achroidim, when they try to explain how the Rambam argues in Tosfos, I can be mevatel again, it's a reality, it was written up, the Machne Ephraim, the Teres Gittin of the Nesivis, others, the Beis Ephraim, explain that what he's doing is not mevatel the get, he's mevatel the shlichus of the get, a sefer Torah, even though I paid the sefer and then I decided for whatever reason I want to be mevatel the sefer Torah, pasul the sefer Torah. He doesn't need to be my shlich to write a sefer Torah. He might write it b'shlichusi as far as payment is concerned, but he doesn't have to be my shlichus. My shenken, my get, the Torah says, v'kosa, the husband has to write a get. Husband being memane, somebody else to write the get, he's memane shluchim, it's mavur in the third parak, the sixth parak, over here in Gittin, that the idea of somebody else writing, the soifer, writing up the get is based on a concept of shlichus. So he's mavatel the shlichus, mela, the get, falls off, because he was mavatel the shlichus. Does that mean that he had to be mavatel the shlichus l'mafreya, in order to render that the get was not written l'mafreya? Bekashrus, that we could leave open for discussion. Or it's enough, mikan naholo, if there's no shlichus on the sefer, so I can be mavatul the get mikan alah, but that point is not clear. There's another way of explaining the idea of being mavatul the get, how the Rambam holds, and then we wouldn't have to get involved in this chakira, whether it's l'mafreya mikan alah, or rimei simcha, Rav Shimon Shkop say a different nusach. They say that when I'm mevatel a get, when the husband's mevatel a get, it's not that he's mevatel the lishmo of the get. They bring down a concept, the lashon of the Rambam, that the get itself is the megarish. That means that what's megarish actually is not the husband giving over the get. When the husband, it's a tifin akuda, when the husband gives over a get, the fact that the get is biyoda creates the gerishin. So what he does when he's mevatel get, he creates the power, the koyach hageishin that's inherent in the get. The male that get biyoda is not a get. It's a get. It's lishmo, but it doesn't have a koyach b'megash. It's a dova omuk, But that hesber would take away the necessity of explaining the being mevatel the shlichus of the get as something that happened l'mafrei, which would require, if we'd be masber that you want to be mevatel get, I'd be mevatel the shlichus, you would have to say mevatel the shlichus l'mafrei, because otherwise the get would be a get. If you only mevatel the shlichus mekan ve'elech, because the get remains a get. So that would be Mekhaiva saying that what he did was he was mevatel the shlichus of the get l'mafreya, which is the previous chakir that we discussed, unless we use this hesber, which then would not be machriya one side or another.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.